Arizona has 9 congressional districts. They're all, of course, on the ballot this election. In the Northwest Valley, voters are getting a second go-round with the same candidates. After a special election in the spring, now incumbent Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, a Republican, once again faces Democrat Hiral Tippernenny. From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Brett Jaspers reports.
Hiral Tippernenny has a bigger campaign office this time, with more room for phone banking.
My name is Dr. Hiral Tippernenny, ma'am. I'm the Democratic candidate for Congress here in our 8th district.
That covers the Northwest Valley, in and around Peoria, El Mirage, Sun City, Surprise, and parts of Goodyear and Glendale. This call happens to be with a supporter.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Tippernenny is an underdog in a district where registered Republicans significantly outnumber Democrats, but she's hoping her bread-and-butter platform will resonate with enough independents and moderate Republicans to pull off an upset. So let's look at policy goals for the two candidates. I asked Tippernenny, what's your policy priority for the first 6 months? She brought up protecting parts of the Affordable Care Act.
With health care, what we can do is we can stabilize things. We can keep them from eroding further elements of the ACA that we know work, like making sure that we fight tooth and nail to protect pre-existing conditions.
Tippernenny is a physician and has worked as an advocate for cancer research. Her idea to increase insurance access is to let people under 65 buy into Medicare, like any other insurance plan.
Letting Medicare become a public option in the marketplace, that's something we can work on right away. There's no reason to wait.
Tippernenny's opponent is the incumbent, Republican Debbie Lesko. She was a longtime state lawmaker in the West Valley. If reelected, her priority would be tightening the border.
We really need to solve our immigration problem, especially the asylum situation. That needs to be corrected.
One of Lesko's ideas, make people who legitimately apply for asylum do so from a consulate in their home country or a neighboring country. She also wants to change the standard by which people can apply for asylum.
There has to be at least a 50% plus one high probability that you are actually in real danger.
When she got to Congress in the spring, Lesko joined the Freedom Caucus, the most conservative group of House Republicans. That was after the GOP tax cut passed, but Lesko says she would have voted for it. The law permanently reduces corporate taxes and temporarily cuts taxes for individuals. One of its results was an increase to the federal budget deficit. Republican Party leaders have said in interviews that entitlement programs like Medicare need to be reformed in order to control deficits and debt. Democrats like Tippernenny, meanwhile, draw a straight line between tax cuts, increased deficits, and talk about entitlement reform.
Hey, I'm fighting to protect your Medicare and Social Security, and she clearly stated she would have voted for a huge corporate tax cut that now puts those things in jeopardy.
This argument is just fear-mongering, according to Lesko.
We are not going to cut Social Security and Medicare. It's not going to happen for the people that are relying on it.
Lesko is, however, open to changing those programs for younger Americans.
Now, I do think that it's possible to work on it for future generations by maybe tweaking some things way in the future for future enrollees.
What is an example? What is an example of one of those tweaks that you would suggest?
Oh, you know, I would have to study that, just like I did on pension reforms.
Public safety pension reform is an area where Lesko found success at the state legislature, getting multiple sides behind a plan. Some of her other work was more controversial, like a law to expand school vouchers. Incensed teachers and public school advocates pushed to put the law on the ballot this fall. Tippernenny does not support school vouchers. That's the policy review. Voters in the Northwest Valley had more time to look at both candidates this year. They'll deliver their final verdict on Tuesday night. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.